We're going.
I thought we were. Yeah. I was wondering what you were doing there.
See, you kind of know now.
Yeah, it's when you start doing weird sounds.
I'm normal at the rest of the time. This compulsion to be strange happens when I'm being recorded. It's the last one for tonight. It doesn't make any difference to you, because there'll be another one tomorrow for you listening now. But for us...
Yeah, we will have provided some for you by the time this one goes out.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. But for now, we're reaching the end. I've got alcohol in mind, but we're going to talk about conspiracy theories.
Yay! Woo!
That's me excited.
Good.
We like conspiracy theories because they're good and they're fun. Whenever I talk about conspiracy theories with you, you sort of say that everything's a conspiracy theory, technically.
Everything is.
Because the definition is...
The definition is something like a group acting against a government or something.
Mm.
So it's a conspiracy.
So quite a lot of the time, a thing is a conspiracy, even if there's nothing seedy surrounding it.
Yep.
Basically. What is your favourite one?
My favourite one? Probably the moon landings, just because it's so famous. I mean, we know people landed on the moon. It's obvious that people landed on the moon, but I would love it if they turned around one day and just, it was in a shed in the Nevada desert or wherever it was.
Yeah, no one has, we don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Who told you we went to the moon? What's going on?
We just fabricated everything just to win the space race. Yeah. So there are a high percentage of Americans who still think the moon landings were faked.
And
you just think, after all that... I can understand the video footage to an extent, because you look at it and you think, yeah, it looks like a child's puppet show.
Very good.
But yeah, we have been to the moon.
Well, we haven't.
No, not personally.
No, that'd be amazing.
I'd love to. We could do one from the moon.
That'd be good. We should do that. We should do that at some point. We will do one of these from the moon.
Just pretend that we are.
That'll be a novelty.
Well, can we just speak with, like, hands in front of our faces?
If we can just put, like, a goldfish bowl over our heads. Just sort of, we're going to talk like this now. Can you even hear me now? I don't know, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. So I'm going to talk like this from now on.
I prefer you like that.
Oh, thanks.
I'm kidding. Don't fall out with me. I like the Kennedy one. Because I do. I think it's...
Oh, the whole second gunman Kennedy one.
Yeah, and who shot him and stuff like that. And also, there was a video about the protocols that should have
been in place but weren't. There should have been a roof on his car and there wasn't.
Although, no, I mean, that was quite common though, wasn't it?
No, there should have been a roof.
There should have, but wasn't it at the time? Didn't it happen quite a lot?
Know.
Just because they were stupid and they hadn't had a gunman try and shoot them before. They don't do it now, anyway. Pope comes, he has a little box, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Although he's got a little window where he can touch...
Reach out, so someone could shoot his hand. Mm. You're a better joke than I did.
Oh, dear. Any others?
There are loads of them. There's obviously... there's a New World Order.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. I'm not saying there is a New World Order.
breaking news, guys.
Some secret elitist group of international... Like the UN, but more secretive, controlling the entire world. Basically, that's the idea of that one. Don't know why that bothers me too much.
Right.
If that is true, though, why are there so many wars? I mean, why would you go to war with yourself?
It is true. Yeah. These don't make sense.
No.
I've just saw one about the birth of Barack Obama. That's an official...
I'm fairly certain he was born.
Exactly. That would be a very elaborate one if Barack Obama didn't exist.
Yeah, if they could come up with that as being true, that would just be incredible.
It's about him being a Muslim, but it's just stupid Americans with their stupid views. Right, well, that's it. That's bloody it, Ben.
Hooray, we're done. Let's go to the pub.
Go to the pub. Whoa. Oh, thanks for listening, guys. We love you.
Not that far.